Tonight's shir, Simen Resh Nun Gimel, the second half of Se'if Hey. The Ramah told us that if it's usur for a yid to put a pot to warm up on Shabbos, even if it's only this Rabbanon, he may not instruct a non-Jew to warm the pot for him. If he can't do it, he can't tell non-Jew to do it. The Ramah continues, L'cheino hagim sha'enim Yehudim, Motziim hakaderus min hatanurim, shabat minim behen. The minig is that the non-Jew will remove a pot from an oven that was left there from Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you put this pot into the oven to stay warm. And Shabbos morning, they would take it out of the oven. By that time, the oven was cold. Umeshiva no son, and they would take those pots and place them etzel tanur beis hachoyef, near the oven which served as the heater for the house, like the furnace. So they would put the pot by this heater, or on top of it. So the girl will come in and add wood to the oven to heat up the house, to the furnace. And because she's heating the house, in turn, the pots will get hot also. Now, of course, for a yid to do this would be forbidden, in such a case. But let's say the pots were still warm. Then it would be mutter for a yid to do it too. A yid could even put it by this furnace. Correct, near the furnace. Because we already clarified that our ovens are the equivalent of a kira, and chazara is mutter, so this is chazara. Usmicha bekira she'ena gufa ketuma kedin gufa ketuma l'inisin olel. So you're putting it next to the kira, it's next to this tar, it's like a kira, even though it's not garfa katum, even though the coals have not been removed and they're not covered with ash, it's the equivalent of putting on top of it when it is garfa katum. So in this case, since if the pot would still be warm, a yid could put it next to the oven too. We already explained that they were lenient to return a pot even if it was placed on the ground in the interim. And it was permitted similarly to place it near a tanur, even if it's not garfakotam, even if the coals are still there burning. Since the pot of food is still warm, fully cooked. That is the common practice to be lenient. This minig is following up what we said before. It means like this. Since it's not allowed to instruct a non-Jew to warm your food on Shabbos, you can't warm the food, you can't instruct a non-Jew to warm the food. So the minig is for the non-Jew to place the pot of food that cooled down entirely on top of the heater before it is burning, before they put the wood in there to burn. At that point in time, there's no iser. There's no fire in the oven. Afterwards, the shivcha comes and she starts the fire in the heater. The whole intention there is to heat up the house. It's a winter house. You have to heat up the house. To show you, that's mutter. Why is that mutter? Because everyone is considered sick when it comes to cold. This will be written later on in Simen Resh Ayin Vav. And that's why to heat the house would be allowed. But their intent is not to warm the food. Their intent is to heat the house. For after Havi Psik Resh, now it is a Psik Resh, so we know it's going to happen. The food will be warmed up by itself sitting on top of the furnace. However, when it comes to telling a non-Jew, to Havi Shvus, which is Anis Drabonon, to Lesper Mais, and there's no action. We're not that strict. V'shari af v'sikresh, and we're mattering even v'sikresh. So to tell the non-Jew, warm my food, you're not allowed. But for him to put the pot of food by a cold furnace, and then someone else comes and heats up the furnace, that's okay. V'dan, you should know. The kol zeh be'evlech shebetanu be'sechor shlonu. This is referring to the place where you can put a pot on our furnaces in the winter homes. She'ein derech levashel b'chol v'mal gabei tanur, because it's not normal to cook there. That's not a place where you cook. You don't cook on top of your furnace. So even though, yes, you could put a pot there, that's not the normal way to cook. And that's why we say that the non-Jew who's heating up the oven doesn't think about warming the food, he's thinking about warming the house. And not to cook the pots that are sitting on top of the furnace. Aval, hatanurim shekorn English kichen, but the English ovens shederach hakol levashel b'chol al gabeyem il ma'alo. Those ovens serve two purposes: you heated the house and you cooked on it, and that's what it was used all week long. In such a case, iser gomer yesh bezeh laham et hamaychol lechamem ayideya en yehudi afil lekodem hasokal. It's totally forbidden in this case for the English oven to have a non-Jew put the food on top of the oven, even before it was heated up. Because when the non-Jew comes later to put wood into the oven, to the stove, and heat it up, his intent is also to cook the food. So the only heter was when their kavanah is to heat the house. And the meila, my food's getting warmed. But if this is meant to warm food, to cook food, then it's not allowed. This is the Sefer Tuf Tamid Das, Mehagoyin Marashak, Simekufayin Hei, from Shlomo Kluger, Chenkos B'tshuvah Espe Shloim B'chei Adgav Simenon Hei, Chenkos B'tshuvah Shloim Eishim, Adur Gimel, Chei Adgimel Simen Gimel, Shechalil La'asas Kein, Ayin Be'er Locha. The Mishnah Berurah very rarely does this. Gives a list of his contemporary, very recent Achronim. It would seem he held this way, and he found these Poiskim who said the Psak, and he's saying this one, this one, this one, they all hold this way. Sefgan Kuf, Osu B'chei Agavna. For a Yid to do this, for a Yid to put the pot on the furnace that the guy is going to heat, that's awesome. To have a Jew put the pot near or on top of the furnace, I feel the koydim hasik even before it's heated up, is awesome. To have the ke'echad nois in hakadera, ve'echad ha'esh, the Gemara talks about one person puts the pot, one person puts the flame. To a rishon potter, even the first one, denisid rabbanon, as opposed to instructing a non-Jew, it's mutter. Because the main intent of the one putting on the fire is not to cook, but to heat the house. And that's mutter. From this comes out a heter. If the non-Jew put water into this receptacle that's attached to the oven and it heats up, I think it might be like a sink of sorts that was attached to the furnace, and the water, of course, gets warm. So the Yid can then benefit from the warm water and wash his dishes there. He can tell him to put the water there. Because when he puts the food on top of the oven, kavanoso lechamamo, the intent of the Yid who told the goy to put it there was to have warm food. Vafilu hachi shari, that's mutter. Kolshkin can't certainly hear. Shein kavanoso lechamim hamayim elish lo yibok hakadera. Here, they put water into this kadera, this attachment, because if you don't, it'll break when the furnace cooks up. So then, I can use the water to wash my dishes. Perhaps, even if the non-Jew would add the water after the oven was burning, when the flame was in the oven, it's also mutter, because again, the intent is not so much to heat the water as it is to keep this kedera from breaking. However, to tell a non-Jew, it seems that one should not do that. That's forbidden once the furnace is burning. Now, a Yid certainly cannot put water into this pot. Even before the non-Jew heats it up. Now the allowance we have to wash dishes in the water that the Naju put into this receptacle, that'll only be if the dishes you want to wash are not filthy with fat. Because if there's fat, also it'll be forbidden to pour that hot water on the fat. Mishum shememacha hashuman, because it melts it. V'havi neilad, then you create neilad. Kvashakasav simen shin chof, if you doubt, this is written in simen shin chof. El yaniach ha'kli teich ha'mayim v'lo yiraleim. What you could do is put the kli into the water, but not pour from the water onto the fat. Tezesh shor mishum lo ka'ov ma'yase, if you put the plates that are dirty into the water just to soak, so you're not doing anything, we don't worry about neilad like that. Sefkan kuf alf, idayin chamin, if the pot of food was still warm, Mr. Brewer says, afilu any yatsaledes, even though it's not yatsaledes, but it's above room temperature, then, sevkan kuf beis, mutu lahamid and afil yisrael. Then even a yid can take the pot of warm food and put it near the oven. Vafilu achashusik, even after the oven is burning. Sevkan kuf gimel, eitzel tanu beisachorf, next to the furnace. Aval Allah, but on top of the furnace, the kolosh can be soich, and certainly in the furnace, asur, that's forbidden. Kimet she'ena garfa katum, because it's not garfa katum, the coals are burning away. Va'afilu koidim hasik asur li'itin alav, even before the oven is ignited, he would not be allowed to put the pot of food on top. Bishum chashash shem yichata achak be'gachol mahar b'schumo. We're afraid he may stoke the coals afterwards to increase the heat. Shakadeo shalamala yunis tochum, to make the food piping hot. The oilam nohagu heter. Now the welt, the world is lenient. Litan of kederes chamin koidem hesek, to put pots of hot food on top of it before it's heated up. They have who to rely on. We wrote about this before in Sifkan Pei Aleph. Ayin Shem, look over there. I will acher hesek lo yinakim. But once the oven is on, once the furnace is burning, you shouldn't do it. You have to put a board or piece of wood between the tanur and the pot to make sure it's noticeable, it's not normal. We wrote this before in the name Maharil. Sifkan kufdal, kedin grufa v'chulum. We said putting a pot next to the oven is the same as if it's on the oven at scarf or cotton. What's that mean to say? If it's gar for katan, chazar is mutter on Shabbos. So too, you're allowed to put it next to the kir or our tan, which is the same as a kira, even though it's not garuf, even though the coals are inside. The more concludes by saying that we're making do chazar on Shabbos even though the pot was on the ground. The Mishnah Berurah says this really is an independent statement. What's the law mean to say? Ki heich the inichazor al gabi grufin ispar le'el, the motor fil hanichan al gabi kak mikoidim. The same way in the halachas of chazor, when the oven is garf. We explained before that there's a shita that you're allowed to do chazor, even if in the interim I put the pot on the ground. Who I didn't in lachs, or this moche tzeltanu she'ena garf haniskal el. So too, if all you want to do is put it next to the tanur, which is not garf, and we said that's allowed, even if it was on the ground in the interim, gam kein mutter, it's also permitted.